Welcome to Five is a Orange Recap number 3. This is a series recap of the series thus far, up through the first 3 seasons, except that's a lie. We will only be recapping season 3 tonight, because we just ended it and it's over. And stuff like that. Anyway, I have always sort of stopped to talk about why Five is a Orange is important to society and why it, like, I don't know, gives you wings and helps you fight dragons and stuff. But, you know, this time I think it speaks for itself. Five is a Orange is its own being now. It's graduated from Huggies to Depends, in the words of Ness. So, today we will just stand and salute to Five is a Orange, Season 3. Yeah, that's pretty cheesy. I'm sorry. Honestly. Wow. Just roll a clips, jeez.
Interest. This room is full of coffee.
Coffee? I think you mean coffins.
Coffin? No. I mean to say coffee.
Bill, coffee is a beverage. These are coffins.
Oh, bless you!
You still have some language difficulties to learn how to work out, don't you?
No, Pooh, you're right. While you're here, go pour me some coffin into the coffin pot.
Ness! He's a foreigner in Eagle Land. Don't make fun of him.
Where can I find the coffin pot?
Never mind, Pooh. I'm just playing with you.
Which game would you like to play?
Wow, this is going to be an interesting adventure.
This is a ruby. A tiny ruby.
Here we are.
Wow, this is one that has a ruby. Does it shed?
Sometimes, but the magnificent roar of her voice makes up for it in droves. Speak, tiny ruby!
I am completely blown away by the skinless offer! This is changing at once!
That was amazing.
Oh, Mr. Ness! You are putting the phone in the wrong place, friend!
Pooh, you put the phone on top of my head.
The top of the head is the place for phones.
This just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
I've come to expect as much.
Wait, Daddy! The traffic! I'm calling!
Good girl, Paula! Haul it on into the boat here today and I'll catch it for you, Paula!
Wow! The trout fish came into the boat!
Well done, Paula! I'll pick it up now with my right arm!
It's your arm holding my cigarettes and my trout fish. My most favorite 3 things in the whole wide world.
What is she doing?
Please?
Is that a huge ball of ice forming overhead?
Omega!
She did that without the Dragon Balls! Oh my goodness!
Okay, guys, we're leaving Skaraba. Now.
But why do you insist on leaving? This place is awesome. They have llamas.
Ness, those are camels.
Whatever. You're not Jeff Corwin.
Hey, shut up! The place is hot and it smells like poo.
Do I really smell like this?
That's funny, because Paula said poo, and Pooh's name is Pooh, and she thought that she was referring to him, but really she was... Wait, it really does smell like poo.
There's something on the ground here.
It's poop! Yes, Mr. Ness?
Listen up. We can't go through Scrub right now. I won't allow it.
This poop smells like really bad rap.
Let's watch the camel.
You have no friends and you've got nowhere to go listening to radio. This show is groovy, yeah, it's great. Keeping 67 of you up late. Now you're feeling strange, cause you know this song is true. Sucks to be you.
Now let's see, what can I sign for you guys? Oh, I know! My opening act might have something. I'll check his dressing room. Hey, Mr. Monkey Lake, do you have something I can sign?
Here is a banana peel.
Thanks, Justin.
Well, Martin's out of the Skype chat. I wonder what happened. I think he dropped. How odd.
So, you guys have anything to say?
I'll let Steven go first here.
No, I'm afraid plans have changed.
Oh, you want to play like that, huh?
Sorry. How's it going,
you just,
Lawahi?
You just killed him!
Sorry.
Oh, God. So, should I make the insult and leave?
No. You shouldn't.
Anyway, Paula's right. But it looks like the only way to progress here is to swim through the skunky water. So, I nominate Paula to go in first.
Not it!
In you go, Paula!
Yes, what the crap are you doing? No, put me out, Ness! No! Ness, go in there.
Tom and Trisha, brought to you by Kotex, Maybelline, Cosmopolitan, and Paul's Arp Amazing.
Ness, I'm afraid you've never met before. My name is Paula. I need you to help me, Ness. I don't know where I am, but I can hear running water in the distance. Oh, please help me, Ness.
I do not sound like that.
Oh my god, Tommy, help!
Ancient Dragon Sphere Emerald Necklace of Power, activate! Lend me all of your Dragon Sphere powers!
Tommy!
Dragon Sphere, go!
Oh my god, wait a second here. What the heck is that? Seriously? What the heck? Am I hearing static? Like, seriously?
Paula? How'd you get here? We just talked about how you can't teleport.
I'm in the teleportation exchange program.
Can't we exchange you for something else?
How about delicious pot roast?
Oh, you all know that I'm irreplaceable.
You're about as irreplaceable as my pair of pants, which are very replaceable as I changed them this morning.
Oh, first time in weeks then.
Hey, shut up!
Those are some hot pants.
I got them from some guy named Reed.
I can read the puns! They say hello!
Get that fry pan, Paula.
What? The girl's gotta be herself, you know? Now this bad boy is going down.
Paula, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
That was the most beautiful explosion I've ever seen in the history of my life!
Oh, you do realize that Paula died.
Haha, awesome! Let's go do something manly now, like cook steak or watch NASCAR.
Hey, Ness.
What is it, Paula?
You know, back in the cave, you said something about kissing me. Did you want to kiss me?
No.
So does that mean we can finally head off to see the pyramids then?
Yep, time to teleport away.
I'm really getting sick of this teleporting thing. I feel like you guys are just rubbing it in my face all the time.
No, we're not rubbing it in your face. Rubbing it in your face would be singing a song about teleporting just to spite you.
Actually, I got some fat beats right here.
Jeff, why didn't you say so? Let's throw down.
Everybody get up from where you were now. We teleporting like a blur now. Run real fast and whir-whir. Grab your pants, take the stance, and just whir-whir. Alright.
Come on and whir. Our bodies been transformed. Come on and whir. Movement will occur.
Space and time we're going on through. Space and time we're going on through. Space and time we're going on through. Space and time we're going on. Party monkeys in the cave, let's go. It's a boy from Arnett. I psychic powers are quite complex. Eight toe no fits like Lyx. When I would, yeah, I'm an ace. You know, can't keep the pace. Stop me, expect your doom. Take me, watch me zoom. Just move that body. I don't run into nobody. Except when I mastermind. Homesick boys and paralyzed. Hey monkeys, turn it up. New technique, gonna wear it up. Come on, y'all, we the chosen four. But Paula, we ignore, aight?
Everybody get up from where you were now. We teleport.
Well, Jeff, let's do this dance you're talking about.
Alright, everyone gather around and look at these diagrams.
Wow, that is quite the complicated dance!
Wait, in the picture, only one person is dancing. You think that if we all danced, it would mess it up?
Yes. Yes, I do believe it would. Therefore, I elect that Jeff do the dance.
I don't agree with that.
Ooh, it's me! I shall do the dance!
No, Pooh. This is something Jeff has to do on his own. He's a big boy. He's graduated from Huggies to Depends.
All right, Jeff, let's see it.
All right. Promise not to laugh too hard.
You dance like a monkey.
You dance like a shut up.
Gosh, who was that guy?
I don't know. More like, who's that?
Oh, no. No. Did she see us?
Well, you know, she's coming this way, so I'd say yes.
Okay, alright, we gotta get out of here. Come on, do that stupid work. Okay.
Oh my god, Paula!
Hello, and welcome to my shop of mystical wonders. I see you be wanting something from my collection.
Whoa.
Aw, man, selling water, Pooh would be all over this guy.
Whoa.
French fry pan? Is that like made out of potatoes?
Whoa.
I believe the glasses boy has seen something.
Multi-bottle rockets.
Ah, yes, you seem to have a good eye for explosives, which is kind of creepy, but nonetheless, would you like to buy some?
All of them.
But, Jeff, we need our money for all sorts of...
All of them.
Man, I'd normally be excited for such a breakthrough in explosion sciences, but Jeff is mean and never lets me play with his toys no more, so yeah, Jeff, we need that money for baseball bats.
Here's all of our money.
Thank you very much, good sir. Multi-bottle rockets.
Well, better than wasting it on gambling.
I had almost forgotten about that. Let's get back to the desert, guys. Come on, just one more time. Okay, come on, be a pal. Come on, do this. Okay, let's just leave now. I hate foreigners.
You know we're foreigners here, right?
Wow, Paula, that is, harsh. Really? I mean, you didn't hate Pooh.
I didn't?
Aw, poor guy.
Whoa.
Hey, it's a Colossus.
What are you talking about? Oh my god, That thing is huge. What are we gonna do?
We have to burn the rope.
But, what are we gonna do?
No, seriously, we have to burn the rope. Like, you have to. You can't throw axes at it. It won't work.
Shut up. A, it's not grinning. B, it's harmless. This is Dungeon Man.
Still, you have to burn it.
Oh, okay. Jeff, go ahead and put the key we got from that creepo guy into,
okay. This key doesn't work.
What?
This key doesn't work.
What?
The key, it doesn't work.
What? Why not?
Oh. Wrong orifice. Alright, here we go. What's up, Ness?
Ness?
This is the wrong script, hold on.
What's he talking about?
I have no idea.
I know, shut up! I'm trying to... I'm improvising!
Ness, I think you're going insane. See, this is what happens when we give him nice things, Paul.
Where is the file?
See, this is why we're never going into Dungeon Man and getting pooped out again.
Like I said, back to the cable.
Back to basic cable, I agree.
Okay, are we going from here?
Ness, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Ness, just shoving deer line!
You guys never let me do anything fun. All I wanted to do ever in this entire game was get pooped through a giant statue, man. And you're not even going to let me take advantage of the situation. That's real nice, guys. Real nice.
Okay. Okay, so we went to the right last time. So this time, we should definitely go to the left.
That's a terrible idea. You know, we should go to the right again because we know it works.
Are you saying I'm stupid? That I can't even think for myself?
No one had to say it.
Fine, you jerks. Go burn your ropes or whatever. I'm gonna go into this cave here. Later.
So this is what silence sounds like.
I had forgotten. Yeah, of course. He's right over there. Name, Lay Bagger. Age 21. Blood AB negative. Likes rock and roll. Puppies. And...
Okay. We get it.
Hi, did you by any chance buy an ancient medallion thingy from some guy with a mustache?
No way, man. It's mine.
Oh my god. You killed him, Jeff.
Eh.
We got it! Let's go back to the rainforest!
Well, looky here. I thought it was three little nuggets swimming in a swamp.
Hey, I take offense to that subtle reference.
He looks familiar.
I am Master Bounce Squaw. You kids thought you got me back at my base, but now it's all like Dixicon. After some plastic surgery and attending a series of lectures titled Finding Your Inner Little Cottage, presented by Dr. Twin Tree Shopping Center, I am now Master Buff.
Oh god, I can't stand the smell here. I think I'm gonna pass out.
This is worse than the time King ripped the garbage open and ran through the house with it. Then caught it on fire.
King is dead.
Hey, Jersey girl, what's happening? What's going on here today? Come on, talk to me.
We're shy.
I already knew that. Ness, this is a waste of time.
No, it's not, Paula. Just wait a bit. Come on, Jenna, what's up? Give me a high five.
We're shy.
Maybe you should sing to them. Everybody loves singing.
Shut up, Pooh.
Come on, Jenna, let's go watch football.
Look, man, I said we're shy, okay? We're all shy, and we're too shy to bother with you, so get out of here!
Kevin guy, you yelled at me. Talk to this last spaceman and get out of here.
Hey, what the f*** are you doing in my cave?
Wow. This guy really knows how to do business.
We're just trying to find out what we need to do, and I just don't know if we're going to be able
to
do it.
Oh, for crying out loud. We're shy. We're not going to help you unless you bring us the book to overcome shyness. So get the out of here, and don't come back until you find it.
Oh, man, this place is terrible.
Well, I guess we should just go then.
Yeah, this place has been fun and everything, but I think we too should get out of here, friends.
You guys go on.
Paula, you're not coming?
Nope.
Alright, let's get the other one out of here.
Okay.
Guys, we can't just leave out here!
Yeah, we pretty much can. Let's go.
Pretty much will. Well, this is Fobbies of Orange, episode 35.5?
No.
This is not Fobbies of Orange.
This is just not
Lloyds
Bob's
are
orange.
Not Christmas.
Lloyds are not Christmas. I like that. All right, Lloyds are not Christmas. Part one of two.
Maybe.
Here we go.
Oh boy, I just got out of bed. I love bed. Oh, snap! It's a lamp! Oh, gosh! What should I do? I'm gonna hit it with my hand!
Ooh! Ninten! Haru! You should go to the basement and get your grandfather's book!
Okay, lady, mom, I forget your mom sometimes, I'm sorry.
Oh, Ninten! I lost my daughter! She got kidnapped by zombies!
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Can you find her?
I can punch the zombies!
Please, punch them with your fist and hands,
hey, shut up! Oh, don't do that!
Hey, man, welcome to my shop. What you want here?
Hey, I was wondering if I could buy this bat.
Okay, this bat costs $1,756.
Okay, I have that much. If you look at my fist closely here, I'm a punch now.
How about instead of a bat, I give you this canary. It is, it's a canary. It's awesome. Take it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool too. Give me that bird, please.
Take that, please. It annoys me every day.
Thank you.
Here. Oh my goodness! It's the lost baby canary. How? This is amazing. It's incredible. You must find Zmuzza.
That'll be $50.
Screw you. Go to Zmuzza.
Okay, I'll go to the Zmuzza.
Mother.
Mother, where is she? I hear something with my ears.
Tweet, tweet.
It's so freaking annoying. I wish I had a gun. Tweet. My God.
Tweet.
Okay, I found it. Look, here
tweet.
It is. Shut up. What the heck is wrong with this bird?
Tweet.
Okay, I hear the freaking tweets.
Tweet.
I want my baby. Tweet.
Here's your baby. I found it.
Oh my God, you found my tweet. Baby
is
tweet.
That what you wanted?
I want my
okay,
baby
no.
tweet. I just want my baby tweet. Tweet. Tweet.
I
tweet.
I just gave it to you.
Thank you. I'm gonna sing a song.
Okay.
Tweet. 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 That's it.
just love him. Orange kid. He can turn a boiled egg back into a raw one. Orange kid. He is a masterful music composer. Orange kid. He does all his shopping.
Hey, King, you're coming along, too.
Oh, before you go, why don't you change out of your jammies?
Yes, go in my room. I left you something for in there, too.
Alright, be fine. What the heck is this?
Do you like what I got from you?
Tracy, you took a broken bat and wrapped it up in a box with some ribbon.
Yeah, I did that. I did that for you, big brother.
Gosh, Tracy, sometimes I wonder which one of us is really the brighter one.
At least I didn't fail the SAT!
Ugh! I told you we don't talk about that, Tracy! The teacher didn't make it clear that it was mandatory to write your name on the test!
What's that?
It's the phone, you idiot! Pick it up! My dad gets mad if I don't get it by the third ring!
Hello?
Hello, this is your father.
Dad, hey, how's it going?
Work to exhaustion when you're young. Have you ever heard of a weird saying like this?
No, not really. I guess...
Hello, this is your father. Hello,
yeah.
This is your father.
Dad, you're scaring me.
100% like this. Question when you're young. Have you ever heard of a weird saying like this? Just
Dad?
Remember, I'm always behind you. 100%. Don't be afraid. I know that you're brave.
What can I do? Dad, you're talking in riddles again.
I know that you're brave. You can do it.
You're scaring me!
Hello, this is your father. I can make a record of your progress when you call me. Oh,
progress?
And thus, Season 3 of Fobbies of Orange is behind us. Now, here today. Well, it's been good, friends. But unfortunately, as it seems, we are entering our final season. But just remember, as we go on, we remember all the times we had together and some. You guys don't pay me enough for this. Anyway. Yes, it is quite a shame that we are entering the final season of Fobbies of Orange, but keep in mind that this will be an epic ending to an epic tale. An epic tale that you kind of know the ending to. Yes, we all know, and we are all fully knowledgeable of how Ness is going to die in Magic End, and that's how it's going to end, and then Fobbies of Orange will be over, and that's how everything will go, I guess. How sad that it has to end like this! Well, catch us next Friday! 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the season premiere of Fobbies of Orange, Season 4.